Welcome to the Awakening Podcast Network. Get ready for an inspiring audio from this cutting-edge voice. You can find more podcasts at awakeningpodcasts.com.
Well, hello there and welcome to Women on the Rise. I'm Patricia King, and usually you have Michelle Burkett on the program, and she wants to send her blessing to you. She's not able to be with us today, but I do have a very special guest and friend, Wendy Peter. And Wendy, you are now the director of Women on the Front Lines, and I'm so excited about you sharing today just an update on what's happening, because it was a few years ago now, was it 2 or 3 years ago that we actually...
Between 2018 and 2019, we started a transition.
So we transitioned Women on the Front Lines because the Lord had spoken to me that it was my time to transfer it over. And we knew that there was going to be some changes in the way that it was going to function and operate. We just didn't know what that looked like yet. We knew that God was going to give the pattern. But you have run with the vision, and it has been amazing. I'm so excited about what you're doing. And that's what we want to hear about, because you're dealing with women all over the world.
We are.
And you're seeing women arise into their ministries, into their calling, into their destinies, and they're supporting one another. They're supporting the poor. I mean, it's really awesome what you're doing. So why don't you just share what God's been doing in and through your life and how you've been moving forward with women on the front lines.
For sure. Well, you know, when I think back to you asking me to step into this place of directorship, and that was a bit of a process, you know, because I was involved and then you get more involved and there's a season of serving and learning. And then by the time you had asked me to take on the directorship, I was all in. However, there was a transition going on, and women's events, which we all love, we love the big gatherings, we love to get together and worship, but there was a shift going on, and it felt like God was preparing us that there would be a season where women's events would not be quite the same. Now, we had no idea the global pandemic was coming. So we're really glad that we were listening to that, because there was a big change that we did need to make either way. But I began to seek the Lord and really ask him, you know, what is it that you would have us do with women on the front lines in the next season? And I'll never forget, really, probably one of the most significant days in my life was on September the 15th in 2019. And I was just out walking and praying as we do. It wasn't any particularly special day to me. And I like to go out for long times and pray in the Spirit. And I was walking along praying, and all of a sudden, the presence of God just surrounded me. It was so thick, I almost could hardly walk. And I heard the voice of the Lord. And I actually had a vision at that time. And I didn't feel like I was caught up to heaven, but I had a vision of heaven. Like, I could see very clearly in my mind's eye, kind of a picture of heaven. And I saw a crowd of women, and a woman stepped forward from that crowd and spoke to me and said, "I'm Michael Ann Gall." Now, I didn't really understand at that time that Michael Ann Gall had started Women on the Front Lines. So this was quite a...
Her and James Gall years ago were the founders of the vision. Then when Michael Ann passed into glory, that's when James asked me if I would serve in carrying it. So I did that for a number of years, and we had amazing, very significant global events. It was
really
phenomenal.
And
God was so good in that. And then, of course, we felt the lifting of the grace. I'm glad you mentioned about just the change, because we felt, no, God's lifting the grace on events, but we didn't know what he wanted. So this is really significant, this vision that you had.
It was a vision. And so, and all I heard was just one simple line was, "You were standing on the shoulders of the women that came before you. In fact, you're standing on our lives and deaths." And that was a really strong statement. And as the presence of God was around me, all of a sudden the scripture where Jesus talks about the wedding banquet and inviting people to it came to mind. And he brought that to me and really began to unpack that for me as I continued to walk and pray, where it says, you know, there was a wedding banquet, and the master of the banquet said to the servants, "Go out and invite everyone to come." But people were too busy and they couldn't come. And that really started to speak to me about how women's events were changing, because our lives have become busier in this season. And the story ends with saying, go out into the highways and the roads and ask whoever will come. And God began to speak to me at that moment about a change that was coming, where women on the front lines would shift from, it was always on the front lines. There was always evangelism. There was always outreaches. There was coming to an event where you just got so built up in the spirit that you felt revived to go back and continue. But this was about a call to the lost, to turn a little bit and focus on ministering to the lost. And I had no idea how we would do that. And as I was walking along, I began to hear the Lord say to me, if you will believe me for 1 million women, I will give them to you. And at that point, I wasn't sure what that meant. I thought, well, maybe that's 1 million partners. But knowing what I know now, I believe God was giving me a heart for 1 million souls. And so I came home from that walk, and I opened my computer on September the 15th, and there the first thing that came up on my Facebook thread was a picture of James Gall visiting Michael Ann's gravestone that day. And I didn't know that that day was the history of the day that she went to glory. So what that did, having that encounter, just to see this was a significant day, this was a significant encounter, we really need to pay attention. So I went back to my team and we began to pray into that. And God began to remind me that the very last message that you preached at the last big women on the front lines was called Jesus on the Cloud. Do you remember that message?
Yeah, I sure do. Revelation 14, verse 6, it says that there is this eternal gospel being preached from mid-heaven. And then down in verse 14, it says that there is one like the Son of Man sitting on a cloud. And so I remember when the Lord showed me that scripture thinking, you know, John didn't know about the cloud as we know it today, but I'm going to take some prophetic license here and say that Jesus in our day is sitting on the distribution of media. Yes. He is in that cloud, and we need to take that cloud for him and for his glory, because it goes on to say that a sickle came out of his hand and a voice that said, now is the time to bring in the harvest. And it was from the cloud.
So that message rocked my world. It really did. And I think that there's times where you're in a message and it's hitting your spirit because of something God's going to do in you in the future, but you don't even know why at the time. But I couldn't shake that message. And we began to pray into it and say, we have to go online. Now, I had a filming background. I had been online a bit, but I really wanted to create something different for women on Facebook. We began to pray into it and say, what should it be? And one of the things we thought, well, it needs to be safe. It needs to be a place where it's not going to be divisive. It's not going to be argumentative. Let's create a community. But then as we studied it out, I was doing some marketing training. Remember, I told you, I said, I guess I need to learn about some of this. And during that training, the teacher, he created a diagram and he said, there is something called a quadrant that you need to get into. And it was just like a cross. And he said, think about what you're doing and think about where everyone else is and then go to the place where they're not. So I began to look at what was happening on the internet with churches reaching out and people and different things going on. And I realized that many, many people were in the quadrant called supernatural. And then there was a quadrant called prophecy and the seven spirits of God. And then there was a quadrant, you know, on the word of God. But where no one really in the church was camping out was on the quadrant that most of the unsaved was on. So here's this quadrant that had health and beauty, home and garden, dating, marriage and family, things like that. And we felt like God said, go into that quadrant and you're going to risk being thought of as a little bit superficial here. So get ready because that's where the people are. Yeah. And so we began to, we have a spirit to spirit day in our community. Each day we focus on something. We have a family day, we have a mission day, but we planned one day, we'll go into this quadrant. Let's do health and beauty. Let's do gardening. Let's do home decorating. Well, what happened is as soon as we did that, we began to grow. And we began to look at the demographic of how we were growing. And the unsaved were coming into our community.
That's awesome.
We literally, within a few weeks, had hundreds of Muslim women joining us.
Now, when you're saying, because I just want to make sure our viewers are understanding the terminology. So when you're saying coming into our community, you're talking about a community that you have built with women on the front lines who identify with that call to represent Jesus, even if it means taking it into, you know, areas where people have never heard the gospel before.
Right.
And so they're doing special internet, Facebook, social media insertions into that place. Is that right?
Yeah. What we did is, and I want to speak to you, if you are feeling like, you know, you're stirred to share the gospel through every avenue, whether that's in your neighborhood or online, it's okay to feel like you don't know what you're doing when you start. Because a lot of people feel that way.
For sure.
And, you know, we made some mistakes at the beginning. We thought if we just opened up our community wall that we started a page, and then you can choose a group and it's called a community. We thought we would just let anyone post and it would be really nice. And that didn't work very well. We had to learn that we would have to protect the anointing. And we would have to, you know, have a process for people to post. But we have really been able to be successful in that, and that we create posts that people comment on, but we also invite people to submit articles and things to us. And so we have a lot of women in the community, actually from Women in Ministry Network, who submit blogs to us, submit videos to us. We've been sharing those. And so one of my heart's desires was that I wanted to create a pathway that was accessible to women. And that's a little bit hard because, you know, we don't always know everybody. And yet everyone wants to have a voice, and we want to give people a voice. So it took us a while to figure out how to do that. But as we began to grow in it, we started realizing that everyone we were dealing with online, or even in our neighborhoods, or the different things we were doing, they all have felt needs. They all have things that they're going through. And sometimes they're things that churches are not addressing. We have one of our team members. She comes on Family Day, and she actually talks about sexuality in marriage. Mm-hmm. She's really on the front line because the church hasn't done that very much. But there's a felt need out there. And what we learned really quickly is that we can speak to that felt need. And so when we started, we just worked on creating a community. And then this spring, we decided to transition into
a reset of the prophetic movement is upon us. The second wave of prophets is rising in this hour. We stand at the edge of a new era in the prophetic. We're gathering the international prophetic community at the Global Prophetic Center, a hub for prophetic training, prophetic labs, summits, networks, and lighthouses. It's time for prophets to go deeper. It's time for seers to soar. It's time for prophetic voices to rise up and decree what says the Spirit of God with accuracy that causes the world to pay attention. The Global Prophetic Center offers proven prophetic systems and structures to equip you to walk worthy of your calling and to prophesy with precision, boldness, diplomacy, and wisdom. Get hands-on training and mentoring in a safe environment that breeds true prophetic community and learning. Receive impartation and activation. Sharpen your gift and avoid prophetic pitfalls. Get commissioned. Get networked. Get sent out with the word of the Lord in your mouth and the confidence to release it. Begin your journey today by applying at globalpropheticcenter.com. You have gifts. God expects you to use them. If you need training to school your gift, log on to schoolofthespirit.tv. You'll find training in spiritual warfare, prophetic ministry, prayer, seers ministry, writing, and so much more. Go to schoolofthespirit.tv today. You want to go deeper? Get equipped to overcome and walk in God's purpose for your life at Awakening House of Prayer's online campus. You'll experience an online family, preaching, teaching, and prophetic impartation for victorious living. We have over 1,000 members online, hungry for what God is saying and doing in the earth. Visit ahop.online today and join our family.
Into I'm going to call it real frontline evangelism with Facebook. Would you like me to share a little bit about that?
Sure, because I think there's a lot of oil on that right now. I know that we as a ministry have been stepping out into this with tremendous fruit. I don't know how many of you have watched yet Jesus Did What? Testimonies. It's just, you know, brand new pretty much. But we've been seeing people get saved every single time we share the testimony. So you can go on my YouTube page to find the ones that we've already done, but we post them on social media with Facebook and different portals. But it's reaching unsaved audiences. It's awesome.
Well, what we found out right away, Patricia, is that when we're dealing with people's felt needs, we need to come and address them with the power of testimony, because people are being bombarded with so much information and so much news, and they don't know what's real and what's not. And we found that if we could engage people with testimony, there's something about truth that vibrates, you know, like it, you can feel it when somebody's speaking the truth about their story. And so what we decided to do is we are actually inviting women to preach the gospel. Tell their story. You know, my name is Wendy Peter, and I used to suffer from depression. And, you know, but I found Jesus was able to help me. And, you know, if you're suffering from this, we want you to just go to this link and you're going to find some help. And what we did, you know, a lot of times we wonder at are we getting lost in what God is telling us to do? Are we on the right track? Well, last summer, we had something we did for women on the front lines where I reached out into what I'll call the last season of Women on the Front Lines, and I invited everyone who had ever preached at Women on the Front Lines to do a video for us called What Does the Bible Say About? So we had 55 videos that were basic discipleship videos. So now what we're doing is we're going online and we're having women share a testimony for a felt need, something that they have overcome. And then we're inviting people to come and get help on our website and find these trainings and find these beautiful, simple teachings. And from there, we invite them into the community where they can grow some more. You know, the Lord kind of unpacked it to me like, first you need to have the babies.
Sure.
Then you need to get them into the nursery.
Yeah.
And then you're going to bring them into community where they're a disciple and it'll be a little bit deeper. And then as they grow in that, you're going to encourage them to join Women in Ministry Network because they're going to begin to reproduce themselves.
Right,
so it's this beautiful cycle of working with women.
And let me just share just a little nugget on Women in Ministry Network so that you as viewers will know the difference between Women on the Front Lines and Women in Ministry Network. So we work together on this. The Lord gave me a vision back in 2015 to start a network for women who really felt that they were called to ministry. It could be ministry in the family mountain, ministry in the education mountain, business, media, entertainment and arts, government, whatever realm that they felt led to serve in. So we launched it, and it's just been amazing. It offers such camaraderie and support and encouragement. And a lot of women didn't have people that they could relate to easily because they felt alone in ministry. So this, you know, brought them together. So it is just a great network. And if you're interested in that, getting more information on that, just go to patriciaking.com and there's a tab there, WIMN, Women in Ministry Network, Women. So just click that tab and you can find out more information on how you can be a part of that. So Wendy's been in our network, and we also, when we would do Women on the Front Lines events, we would invite women to also join the network. So now that Wendy is leading Women on the Front Lines and in this brand new, wonderful vision that you have going, she's also connecting women who desire to be in ministry, connecting them with my network. And so we work together in unity with this. So it's just really awesome what you're doing. And of course, you're drawing women from the network, giving them opportunity to minister.
Absolutely.
And it's just beautiful.
And I think that that's what, you know, is amazing about Women in Ministry Network is I believe God is looking for opportunities to align us with our gifts, to align us with a place to use our voice. And I needed to put myself out to serve. I never set out to try to become a director of Women on the Front Lines. I just dialed up Michelle and said, do you need help folding napkins and setting up chairs? And I love to serve. And I just got involved and I began to serve. And, you know, your gifts kind of rise to the surface and God is able to place you through that. As well, I love the fact that Women in Ministry Network actually has ordination and has some deeper training for women. Because, you know, when you begin to run a ministry, there are a lot of challenges that you might not be prepared for in your local church. You have different levels of opposition. You have different battles. And so being in a company of women who also go through that is an incredible level of support. But, you know, I think the real core of what I'm carrying right now is a compassion for the lost, but also a call to those who are saved to say this. I would really want to challenge you to become unapologetic about being a Christian in this season. You know, our world is in such a time of turmoil and people who do not know Jesus are feeling so insecure. They're feeling frightened and they're feeling lost. And security and certainty has a power around it. It has a feeling of strength around it. And when you just relax and tell people, you know, I'm a Christian and I know you're going through a hard time with COVID and there's a lot of things going on, but I just want you to know I found a lot of sense of peace through prayer. I found a lot of sense of peace through being in church. And I found that this is a season where we can really step up to the front lines. You know, when you pass down women on the front lines to me, one of the things that was really apparent is it needs to be the front lines. And it used to be that we would go on mission trips, and we actually are still doing that. We're planning an outreach into Cambodia with Andrea Anson that we're going to be going on, and we're doing some amazing things with that. I'm going to go down a little rabbit trail here, but, you know, we're going to actually be helping her to bring some of her products that her ladies who've come out of exploitation make. They sell the most beautiful purses, and we're going to be doing a whole campaign, buy one, give one, where we can actually hire women in the third world who are coming out of exploitation, and we can make these purses the thing to have in North America. And we're putting a lot of energy into that. And you see, really, that's us stepping up to the front lines right where we are.
Exactly.
And so sometimes we think, well, if only I could go to the mission field, if only I could do this or that. But, you know, in my own story, I have a standard that I hold up. My great-grandfather became a born-again Christian and was radically saved, and he came to Canada from Ireland. And he got arrested for preaching the gospel on the steps of City Hall. And I always have that picture within me of him probably picking up in those days a soapbox. And going down and standing in his city and deciding to declare the gospel. Now, God hasn't asked me to go to City Hall in my life, but he's asked me to stand up in certain situations and to just be
and
bold.
I think that's for every woman, right?
Yes.
Every one of you who's watching right now, there's a soapbox for you to stand
that's
on.
That's great.
And it might be sharing your testimony. Just pick up your phone and share your testimony on social media. Or, you know, it could be reaching out to your neighbors, especially in the hour that we're living in. We have a mission field right in front of us. And we need to be on that front line. Each and every one of you, you have a front line. Now, I just want to encourage our viewers to get in touch with you because you've got a lot going on, a lot of opportunity that will feed people's spirit, but also give them opportunity and encouragement to reach out. So how can they get in touch with you, Wendy?
Really simple. You can go to WOFL.org. That's our website, really simple, and on, and you have to type it in, I believe. So if you do a search and it's not working, just type it in, www.wofl.org, and that'll take you to our website. You can find our Facebook community there, or you can just go on Facebook and search Women on the Front Lines, and it'll come up. And so you can get involved in the community, you begin to post and share, and then we have a lot of trainings that we do to help you become equipped, to become more bold, more engaged in your community. And, you know, when you submit something to us, whether it's a blog or something that you've done, what we're doing with those, and this is what's amazing about the opportunity we have with social media. Please don't leave social media. I've heard people say it's like a cesspool, and I say it's like a cesspool. We can
it's
get all those
field.
People.
It's our
and
mission
so,
field. We
so
can't leave it.
We can't leave it. And so what we do is we boost those posts, and we'll choose people who like Satan, people who like you know, pornography. I mean, we will actually boost those posts into the darkness. And believe it or not, all those people are actually very desperate and very sad and very afraid.
They need the truth.
And that is the hope coming to them. And so you can do that on your own. You know, if you feel like you have a story that you need to tell, it's a pretty safe place to start getting bold. What's the worst they can do? Delete you?
I love it. Well, we want to encourage you to get involved. And, you know, when you belong to a group like that, it gives you strength. It gives you camaraderie. So we really want to encourage you to do that. Thank you so much, Wendy. Can I have you close right now by praying a blessing over all of our women who are watching and just infusing them with some of that bold, Holy Spirit love?
And, you know, that's a great way for me to close. You know, one of the things that we needed to do with women on the front lines to get where we are is we needed to pray. We even have one of our ladies. She wrote a book called Gatekeepers Arise. You can find that through our group. And she's gathering women to pray onto the front lines, and not just to think in our heads about what we should do, but to hear from God. So that's what I'm going to pray for you for. So, Father, we want to thank you that you are gathering women from every nation in the world for such a time as this to be empowered, equipped, mobilized, connected to each other and to you. And Lord, I want to thank you that you will give us more boldness in this season to be able to reach the lost. I thank you that you will download the most amazing ideas, that they're things that we've maybe never done in church, reaching into the beauty industry, reaching into other places where maybe we thought, you know, we didn't have anything to offer, but oh, we have that story. We can reach someone. So Lord, will you give us inspired ideas? Will you cause our hearts to be stirred, to be unapologetic about our faith? And I just want to release that word over you today, the word unapologetic, that you would rise up and say, this is who I am in this season. And I'm going to be this boldly so that those around me can understand what security and certainty and rest feels like. And so that they can be impacted by that. And so we bless you today. We just release every spiritual blessing onto you in your soul, in your body, in your mind, that everything would come into alignment with God's desired blessing for your life, and that you would begin to thrive in this season as never before. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Wendy. And for each and every one of you women watching, you are called to arise in this season. Let your light shine. Let the love of Jesus just pour through you to those around you. You have so much to give and so much to receive in Him too. You haven't seen anything yet. He is pouring out His Spirit in great ways, even though the world is in a lot of turmoil. God is on the move, and you just wait and see what He's going to do. We're positioned for just seeing God do great things. So thank you so much for joining us on today's program. I want to encourage you to go to our website, go to patriciaking.com, and find out more about Women in Ministry Network if you would like to join that. And also, pray about blessing the ministry with a donation. We are supported by God, of course, by the partnership of beautiful people who love Him and love the ministry that we're putting our hand to here in our serving of Him. So you can go on patriciaking.com and give at that portal as well. God bless you. We'll see you next time.
This has been a production of the Awakening Podcast Network. Jennifer LeClaire is the founder and owner of APN. Our heart is to inspire people and exalt Jesus with every broadcast. We're grateful for our advertisers and supporters that make these podcasts possible.